that you are going on tour. Unfortunately, you're not coming to Zurich. First, you're going American tour and then European tour. But I have listeners all over the world. So what can they expect from your concerts on this tour?
I feel like we're in a point, you know, with the band where we need sort of to go off and wander and do our own things a little bit. So I don't know when we're going to go on tour again like this. So it feels like it's making us very grateful also, you know, in a way like we really want to make the most of this. And I mean, we're not coming necessarily with like dancers and fireworks, you know, but like we've known each other for so many years now that our way of enjoying each other and like really getting into the zone is still to this day, like playing music and, you know, jamming out together and being on stage together. And, you know, we try to experiment a lot. And definitely these days, a lot of people are playing with backtracks and stuff. And we play everything live. You know, we've always made a point of sampling sounds and making an effort to be able to play our sounds live. I mean, I don't know how much people care about this, but it's like a nerdy thing that's been really important for us. So, you know, we're coming to really like play our hearts out, you know, I'll sing my heart out and really going to try to enjoy every moment of it because, you know, we don't know exactly when we're going to do it again. Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen because every show is unique for us. And since we play it live in that way, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the same exact thing every night.
I think that's beautiful. And I do think people care. I care actually when the people are authentic and play everything that you hear. I can hear the difference and I think many people can. So thank you for that. So do you already have any idea what is in plans after the tour for the band? Like, are you already planning something or unknown is coming and, you know, you will see, you don't think about it yet. So where are you at?
Well, I think we're all, you know, like writing music is what we do, but I think we just need to take a break from the band. So it's more going to be, you know, writing music and different projects and, you know, different constellations and exploring. I mean, we'll probably still do shows, you know, festivals and stuff like that. But I think sometimes it's like you need to let the ground be for the crops to be able to.
Yeah, 100%. You need to actually live in order to be able to actually write about something
and have
different experiences.
Hey, I'm Yukimi from Little Dragon, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster, and this is, of course, Radio Laura 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch, and then you can click on the web radio that appears as soon as you land on the page. Now, in tonight's show, I was focused on a Little Dragon. I played the interview with Yukimi Nagano, their lead vocalist, and I also played lots of music from their last album, their seventh album, released on a 7th of July. So basically, their seventh album released on 7th of 7th, 2023. And I was also playing some old songs. For example, in this last segment, I played a song from a previous album that I really love. The song is Where You Belong. And this song is not only a great song and has a really great lyrics, very nostalgic, happy nostalgic, all the best way. But what I really like about this song is a video. The video features the footage of their live performances and a little bit behind the scene atmosphere from more than past 10 years of their existence. So it's very interesting and very cool. Whenever I hear it, it always reminds me of good times that I had with my friends or family. And yeah, it always makes me smile. So I had to play it. Now, that being said, Little Dragon is finally going on the tour. They're starting the tour actually end of September, on 25th of September, in North America. In September and October, they will be touring in North America. I've seen that they have even two shows in Brooklyn. So shout out to my friends or the listeners based in Brooklyn or in New York to check them out. And then in November, they're returning to Europe and continuing their tour. Now, unfortunately, they're not coming to Zurich with this tour, but I will be checking if I can go to some other European city to check them out. And for all of you, give me a beaters based either in North America or in Europe, in the places where Little Dragon is touring. Don't miss them. Their shows are such a great experience, unmissable experience. Hurry up. I've seen that some tickets are already sold out. So hurry up, get your ticket and check them out and enjoy them for me as well. Now, we're still not done in today's show. There's still going to be a bit more good music. So for the end, I decided to play for you some selective songs from their previous releases. So there will be one more song from their debut album, then some songs from Ritual Union, Nabuma Rubber Band, and also the previous album, You, Me, Same Us. And I will be playing the collaboration that I like that they did together with Subtract, Wildfire as well. In no particular order, it's not in the order that I mentioned. Like this, I'm going to leave you with some nice music for the end of the Tonight Show and also for good night. So with this, I'm just going to wrap it up for tonight. You were listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is a DJ Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. I'm wishing you good night and until the next time.
Guy, he was not so shy and not that kind. We We spoke and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, cause in my life things are built on the build on the build.
Hey, I'm Yukimi from Little Dragon, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Oh my God, it's green, the fire. Go!
Would it be bad? Thank you.